Hello, this is Paul. We'll remind you about the Norfolk magazine at the end of this recording, but now we can start with our first batch of news items. It seems that according to the Sunday Times newspaper, Norwich is one of the best places to live, and almost to prove that, we hear that the Royal Arcade in the city goes from strength to strength, and the old library building in Guildhall Hill, which has been empty for some time, is to become part of a school. There is also an improvement in hospital waiting numbers. So all good news in this first slot of news items, apart from the news that our bishop has tested positive for COVID at this most important time of the year for the church, Easter. We'll start with the Times news. Norwich and a village in West Norfolk have made this year's Sunday Times list of the best places to live in the UK. The newspaper has included seven locations in the east of England, including Great Massingham and Norwich, with the city named the best place to live in the region. Judges assessed everything from local schools to the broadband service to compile the annual Best Places to Live guide. Norwich, with an average house price of £340,000, was praised for its independent businesses and number of cafes. Judges said of Norwich, "Britain's most likeable small city has all the things we love, high culture, cafe culture, and things of every kind. The market is one of the best of the country's best. The city centre, dominated by independents, is full of charm and everywhere is within walking distance."
There's more good news for Norwich's city centre as tenants in its grandest shopping area renews their leases. Both Artique Galleries and Lady B Loves, took long-standing Royal Arcade tenants, have agreed to continue trading in this historic thoroughfare. This follows the arrival of Lauren Rose Interior Design in March and news that Guy and Gimble will set up its Gin Academy next door in July. Punters also anticipate the opening of a food hall in the former Jamie's Italian site later this year. In the 12 months to March 27th, almost 2 million shoppers have passed through the Royal Arcade, an increase of 200,000 on the year-on-year figures to end of February. As part of its renewal, Artique Galleries, which has been in the Royal Arcade since 2011, will rebrand as Air Fine Art. Chair Mark Wilson said, "It's great to be in the heart of the city, in such an iconic building that has strong footfall. We have been really pleased to see the Royal Arcade's owners be true to their word in attracting excellent new tenants and investing in its infrastructure."
A city restaurant, which closed before the pandemic, could be given a new lease of life as part of a college expansion. The library in Guildhall Hill shut down after more than a decade in 2019 and has sat vacant ever since. But its future has now become clearer after the Inspiration Trust lodged a planning application to use the Grade 2 listed building as an expansion of Jane Austen College. The secondary school, which is based in Colgate, currently caters for 1,100 pupils and is fully subscribed. But if it is given permission, the Trust will convert the former restaurant and the Enterprise Centre building next door into 9 new classrooms, study areas and additional learning spaces. It would be utilised by the school's sixth form, which runs in partnership with neighbouring Sir Isaac Newton, allowing the two schools to strengthen their existing relationship.
Thousands fewer patients are now waiting more than 2 years for treatment as the clock ticks on a goal of ending this list by June 2022. As recently as October, there were almost 8,000 people who had been waiting more than 2 years for treatment at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital as demands and COVID restrictions continued to have an impact. And while there are still hundreds of people on this list, thousands more have now started their treatment. Chris Cobb, the hospital chief operating officer, told board members of the progress, with the shrinking list currently consisting of around 1,500 people. He said, "While it's still an issue we are dealing with, it is pleasing to see the amount of work that has been done already." However, the board meeting also heard of the continuing pressures the hospital is under, with the Coney site still dealing with scores of COVID patients, delays in discharging patients, and consequent ambulance handover times.
The Bishop of Norwich is to miss some Easter services and events this week after testing positive for COVID. The Right Reverend Graham Usher announced the news on Twitter on Sunday and expressed his disappointment at having to miss some planned engagements, saying it would be a different Holy Week. The bishop, who has mild symptoms, is currently self-isolating while he continues to work from home. He tweeted that he was gutted not to be able to attend the Diocese of Norwich's Chrism Eucharist on Monday, and also to no longer be able to wash the feet of prisoners at Norwich Prison on Maundy Thursday. A Diocese of Norwich spokesperson said, "To miss Holy Week, including the Chrism Eucharist, a special service in Norwich Cathedral with clergy and ministers from across the diocese, is particularly hard."